Hey, you're listening to the Geeks for the Win podcast with your host, William, a.k.a. PoetXO44, and his co-host, Stuart, known across the internet as a casual player, and maybe even a special guest or two. They will indulge your geeky fascination with movies, TV shows, video games, and comic books, anything and everything considered geek. And now over to William.
And welcome to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we simply just geek out over a variety of topics, whether it's video games, movies, television, comics, tech news, just whatever. And today, it's all about E3, which with the first part of a few, mini episodes. I'm joined today with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And I myself, I am William, aka PoetXO44. And boy, I'm tired because we just got done watching the Ubi press conference, and that was so boring.
Yeah, I'm tired and I'm a little drunk. So,
I get it. Where do you want to start? You know, we had three press conferences. Do you want to start with the good, the bad, or what?
We can just start from the beginning of the day and go until just go in chronological order.
Alrighty. That would be the Microsoft press conference where they started with showing us the new Call of Duty Black Ops. What did you think about Black Ops?
Black Ops, yeah. All the Call of Duty games, they're starting to run together on kind of how they look and how it seems they're playing. I mean, the helicopter scene was kind of cool, but
yeah,
that was basically the it. And they show a lot of the helicopter, a lot more than anything else.
So. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, I was on Skype with JBird360 and Danny Knight, and we weren't feeling the game, and all of us are, you know, we're the hardcore gamers. We like shooters, you know, and we just weren't feeling that game for some reason. But and that makes me wonder, you know, if Call of Duty is gonna how long that name's gonna last, since, you know, Treyarch's supposedly the lead developers now. I mean,
probably not long.
I mean, it's gonna sell at least maybe the next two more games just on the Call of Duty name alone for the average, you know, gamer, but once they start playing it, and if it's really bad.
Yeah, I think we're going to soon be kind of getting tired of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Some of us already are.
Yeah. I traded that in. I was just tired of it Modern Warfare 2, just because there's too many problems with it. But anyways, the next one was it Metal Gear Solid, the Rising one?
Yeah.
That looked awesome. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that did look kind of cool.
I mean,
although I'm still kind of confused on what the cut and take part of it. I saw a lot of cutting, but not much taking.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of people are worried it's going to, you know, oh, is it going to be with the Kinect, which formerly known as Natal? A lot of people aren't remembering that it's for the PS3, too. It's not just 360.
It's not going to be for Kinect.
Yeah. Microsoft, last year, they just announced that it was going to be on 360. A lot of people are confused about that, though. I was seeing a lot of tweets today. But, yeah, that looked really good. That was probably one of my favorites out of that press conference. Let's see, what's next? Was there something before Gears 3? I wanted to say there was something before Gears 3, but I just can't remember.
I don't know, was Halo before Gears 3?
Was it? No. I think Halo was later on. I don't know, but what do you want to talk first, Gears or Halo? I mean,
well, considering I played Gears 1 and then stopped after 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Well, I guess, you know, it looked interesting, you know. It looked like they've done some new stuff with it. And I know I'm gonna be excited for it just because I wasn't a big Gears fan, you know, I didn't really like the first one, but I picked up the second one just so I could play co-op with one of my friends. I'd rather enjoyed it, and being able to play, you know, four-person co-op, you know, that's gonna be fun right then and there just for that, you know, just to be able to play co-op. And you know, they introduced Horde mode in the last one, so I'm curious what the new mode they teased Beast is.
Yeah, it may be the next groundbreaking mode.
Yeah,
who knows? Well, I will say this, you know, Halo Reach, you know, supposed to be on Reach, no flood. I know where the flood went. It went to Gears.
Yeah. It was funny because I was looking at Twitter and somebody posted, I think it was, I can't remember who posted, but they had one character that looked like Doc Ock, and they were like, Doc Ock is a locust. But yeah, I mean, yeah, but okay, then I know you're excited about Reach. I know the beta.
I did really enjoy the beta. I'm really interested in Reach.
So what did you think? What we saw?
What we saw looked awesome. I mean, we saw, you know, a couple firefights. Okay, yeah, just to be expected. But how it ended? That's what's getting me. Is that the rookie got into a saber, and then flew off into space?
Oh yeah, and they teamed.
I'm wondering if there's going to be space battle.
Well, I think I heard there is space battles. They said something like that, but
well, in the book,
yeah,
that's where Master Chief is. He's in space above Reach, while everyone else is down on the planet.
I guess that's how you get to see Master Chief, because they, I guess maybe, I don't know, that looks good though. Another good co-op game.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be playing that. Ugh. Next, we got the Kingdom game. I'm not really sure they didn't of what they showed. It didn't really seem, you couldn't really tell what it was. At first, I thought it was like it looked something like, you know, something out of either God of War or Dante's Inferno at first.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got a feel for it too. Like at first, I was like, this is look kind of like God of War-ish. I mean, we saw no gameplay. No game footage. We don't even know what kind of game it is.
It could be an RTS for all we know.
That's actually kind of like if it was for the PC, that's exactly what I would say it was. It would be an RTS. But if it's for the 360, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that was, as far as teases go, that was I don't know if that was a good tease or a bad tease. I guess it depends which way you look at it. I don't know. That it looks like it could be something good, but I don't know. It could just be a God of War ripoff or something like that, you know?
Don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll find out next year at E3. Or they do like to tease things years ahead, years away.
Yeah.
I guess we could take a break from the gaming side of the conference, and we can talk about, like, ESPN. Does that, you know... Are you excited about that at all? I know you're not too into sports, but...
I'm not really into sports, but... See, I'm starting to get into sports more. Not really watching it yet, but this might get me into watching sports.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, well, I think they said they're going to have 300 or 3,500 games, or 3,500 events, something like that.
But I wonder if they're all going to be... I doubt they're going to be live streaming any of it.
See, it's
all going to be a day behind or even more. None of it's going to be live.
See, that's where it's probably going to fail. Because we had Mark, you know, our former co-host, in the Skype chat with us, and he was like, dude, once True Blood is over with, I can cancel my cable because of this. But if it's going to be, you know, a day behind, then no one's going to cancel their cable for that.
No. But quick tangent. Have you seen the new True Blood episode?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
But that's for a different episode. But, yeah, I mean, I did like the way it showed a DVR type function.
Yeah.
That gets me hopeful for other content being like that. But I'm not the biggest sports fan. But I do like to watch some sports. But I wonder what the OFR guys think. I mean, they're probably ticked to death. I know Big Joe isn't.
The entire time that was going on, I'm like, I wonder how the OFR guys are taking this.
I was tweeting, you know, back and forth with Vic Joe, and he was like, you know, I can get ESPN on Play On, I can get it on, you know, I can get this and this, and I can do, and I'm like, really? You're that into the PS3? Are you that into the PS3 that you don't want to admit something is cool for the 360?
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised.
And the fact that it's free to gold members, that's awesome.
Did they actually say it's free?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, I missed that then.
Free for gold members. I even watched a little bit of the G4 coverage and saw Morgan Webb say free for gold. That's what I like to hear. But what do you want to talk about next? Was there anything else besides the Kinect stuff?
No, I think everything else was Kinect.
Okay, what did you think of the overall Kinect? I mean,
okay, it was actually leaked last night.
Oh well, yeah, the name. Yeah.
The name was Kinect. You know, I wrote a news article last night about the two leaks. But before I heard it and just saw the name, what immediately came to my head was the kid. You know, the new phone. New Windows 7 phone.
Well, the set of phones, it's two.
Okay, yeah, two.
Kin
1, Kin 2. That's because it, I don't know, K-I-N-E-C-T.
Yeah, exactly.
But then actually hearing it, you know, I got it a lot more. Like, why they were calling it Kinect. Because of kinetic energy, you know, you got to get up and move. And with the Wii, you know, you can still sit down and play. With the Kinect, it doesn't look like you can sit down and play some of the stuff.
Unless you're doing like a driving game.
I mean, even that Forza thing. I mean, you know, getting up and walking around the car, you can't really sit down and walk around the car.
Oh, we were just making jokes on that. I mean, and Mark, you know, he was into Forza for a little bit, and he was like, man, that just looks ridiculous. He's like, I don't want to do that, that's supposed to make my steering wheel that I bought obsolete?
Yeah.
He was kind of upset about that, it seemed.
I don't know about driving with Kinect. There are still some things that you need a controller in your hand for. Like, take Fable 3, for instance. That was also shown that we forgot about.
Well, I was going to mention that with Kinect.
Yeah. I mean, Fable 3, that cannot be played purely with Kinect. There's no way. I want a controller in my hand to play Fable 3.
Oh, definitely. But there was some stuff on the... Some of the stuff on Kinect looked really cool, but stuff that I would never be into. And, the Kinect animals, you know, where they had that little girl, and she was all, you know... acting like it was a real a real tiger or a real kitty or whatever.
Yeah, that was a bit weird.
Scarfinger was all over. He, you know, when we were talking to him earlier, he was all over that. He was like, man, I can't wait
for
that. That's awesome. I'm thinking, really? I mean, the idea of it all is cool, but, I mean...
A big black dude like Scarfinger wants to play with a little kid. Alrighty.
It's a tiger, but yeah. Skittle. It was called Skittle. Yeah.
I forget who was said on Twitter, but did you catch the joke?
Oh, no, I didn't. What was the joke?
The joke, Skittles was the cat, but they would replace it with the at Skills, DFW.
Oh.
J.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, that was funny. But I mean, I don't know. I have pets, so I just don't see I just don't see how, you know, a virtual pet could really be that fun. I guess maybe that's just because I have actual pets.
Yeah.
I have a dog sitting right next to me as I talk. But, you know, I guess that's gonna be awesome for kids. I mean, and again, Mark was saying, you know, my daughter's gonna love this, you know, for probably years. He was like, my daughter's gonna eat this up, and she's gonna take the console from me. You know? But some of the stuff, like that event, the Joyride game and the Kinect Adventure, Mark was saying, yeah, my daughter would love this for like 5 minutes and then she'd get over it.
Yeah, I can actually see myself playing Kinect Adventure for a couple of days, actually.
Yeah, see, I thought all these little things were going to be like in one bundle for like $60, maybe $70, you know, one game that would be like $60 or $70 standalone. But
okay, well, if they bundle Kinect with Kinect Adventures, Kinect Sports, and Kinect Connectables, if they bundle that all in one, I can see a $150 per price point easily.
Yeah, but I still would love them to bundle it without that, then have it like $100. Cause I don't know if I want to pay $150 for that. When, you know, you can get a console for just a little more. I don't know. Well, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Netflix feature was, you know, all that stuff was cool. When they were announcing the video chat stuff, I was like, I was thinking, really? Y'all are announcing that now? Y'all already have a video camera. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, video camera with the chat functionality with it.
Yeah, I'm thinking you couldn't have done all this stuff before. I mean, because I bought that camera. Granted, I bought it for $20 with, you know, that game you're in the movies, but still. there are people who bought that camera before, you know, for full price at whatever, however much it was. I think it was like 40 or 60 or something like that.
I don't remember.
But I don't know. The one thing about Kinect that I really was digging was that dance game. That's going to be pretty cool, I think.
Harmonix? Yeah, I'm a big, fat white guy, and that white nerd that was dancing up there, yeah, I'd look a lot worse. But still,
yeah,
I could not stop laughing.
I know, that was just priceless, but, I mean, I'm a big DDR fan, you know? I was the kid at the arcade, when we had arcades, who would be on the DDR machine, you know? But I enjoyed that. You know, I wasn't that great at it, but I enjoyed it just because it was, I don't know, it was fun. But I'm definitely going to probably get that game, you know, if I get Kinect, I'm definitely going to get that game. Just because I've tried DDR with the little cheap mat pads. That just doesn't work right. And it's harmonic, so you know there's going to be DLC for that game. So
they even said that they're going to have downloadable stuff, kind of like they do with Rock Band.
Yeah, and it was just brilliant. They introduced it with Velvet DeVoe, Poison. I mean that was a good song to
and with a chick who can dance.
Yeah, that too.
That's also a plus.
I mean, but when that white guy started dance, that was bad. I mean, you know, I'm a white guy, and I was even saying, you know, he shouldn't be doing that. At least not in public.
Yeah. And he was totally into it, too. He was throwing those shoulders. I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think Tin Pan tweeted, he was like, that's awesome. Now I don't have to, now I can, I can dance like I'm in the clubs, get drunk, and not have to drive anywhere. I thought that was pretty funny, but I mean, that was my big thing about Kinect was, you know, I like the remote thing, your arms, the remote, and the dance game. What was your favorite thing about it?
I don't know. Lately, what I've been doing with my Xbox is I've recently kind of, you know, found out how awesome the Media Center part of it is. And so I've also been using my the remote that came with it. You know, that came with the Xbox on day one.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been, you know, not using my hands and not using this remote would be awesome. And having, you know, Xbox pause. Have it pause.
Definitely, that would be cool. But
But there was a lot of jokes on Twitter when they were, you know, how you actually control video. You know, I saw one, you know, Xbox, get me a burrito.
Yeah.
And one person even said, Xbox, porn.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of those jokes, definitely. Heard Jay Bird make a few of those jokes, actually. But, yeah. Is there anything else you want to hit up on Microsoft?
So I'm going through this. Okay, the last thing. The Your Shape.
Okay.
You know, I have Wii Fit Plus, and you know, my family, we actually used it for a good month. You know, we really did kind of sweat, and we actually did get a little better till we stopped.
Yeah.
And so this, you know, if we get this again, you know, we, and we might even get more involved into it, because there's more than just, you know, what the remote or what the balance board is picking up. But this is actually going to pick up everything.
Yeah, interesting.
But I totally did not believe that that was live.
Yeah, I had a hard time believing that too. But
because I swear she punched one way and the on screen it was going the opposite way.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But then we saw that chick later on in the Ubisoft. Doing
yeah.
The same thing.
Doing the same exact thing. Same exact movements. So I'm convinced that was not live.
Definitely choreographed, at least. At least her movements were. But yeah. I don't know. But I guess, you know, going, if you wanna go on, move on.
Hold on, there's one more thing.
Oh, okay.
The new Xbox.
Oh yes, the new Xbox, of course. I'm torn. I'm torn with that. I want it because it's smaller. It's got the Wi-Fi. It's got a bigger hard drive, you know. But
and it's whisper quiet. Supposedly.
That too, but I just I've got an Xbox, you know, and I don't know, you know. I'm not sure if I want to spend the extra money to get another Xbox, you know. That's my only thing is, you know, I could definitely do it, you know, but I could be using that money for games instead. That's where I'm torn about. But
yeah, I mean, but what'd you think of the new design?
Personally, I think it looks kind of weird. I don't like the fact that it went like the finish is like the original PS3, where it's gonna be a dust magnet, dust and fingerprint magnet.
Yeah,
that glossy finish.
I mean, it's not even a square. I mean, it's like a rhombus type thing.
Yeah, it looks all bent and stuff. I mean,
and I did notice that okay, when the first Xbox came out, you know, they were all pimping out the, you know, like, you can take the faceplate off and customize your own. Gone. They have gotten rid of that.
See, that's the thing. I like that idea of having the customized faceplate, because I'm trying to track down a Borderlands one, because, you know, I saw the Borderlands ones, and they look really cool.
Yeah, I've had a Halo 2 one since Xbox launched. I want a new one, but I can't find one I like.
Yeah, that's the thing. They have them out there. I've seen them, but you just can't find buying them. Where to buy
them?
But I thought that was a good announcement, though. The fact that they were like, yeah, and you can. They're shipping today.
Yeah, they're shipping today. They're the same price as the Elite.
But stores like GameStop and all that, they're not lowering the prices of the older Xboxes, which I would think you would when they're older and they don't have the Wi-Fi, the wireless adapter, they have a lower hard drive, you would think they'd be a lot lower.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking to myself, you know, if the Elite gets low enough, I could just trade in my Xbox and give me an Elite, you know? I'd have a bigger hard drive, I'd have a black Xbox, woo. But I don't know. I do like the fact that it's quiet. It's like really quiet. I do.
Yeah,
like
that's the big thing for me, because lately I've been watching a lot of movies and stuff, and I've noticed. I've never really noticed before, but I've noticed how loud the Xbox really is.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Like, I was trying to play Alan Wake, and at first my Xbox was just so loud that I couldn't get into it. So I had to, you know, I had to stop, at the very beginning, before anything really happened. I had to exit out, you know, install the game to my hard drive, and, you know, just so I could play it, so I can get get the full experience of the game and not hear the hard drive. Hear the disc spinning that sounds like, you know, a plane taking off.
That's the fan, because, you know, I watch Netflix and I can hear it.
Yeah.
So it's actually the fan inside it.
Oh, really? Huh. But I can't wait to see one of the new Xboxes, Red Ring. I can't wait, because, you know, everyone's going to be like, it's still Red Rings, wow. It's going to happen eventually. I mean, whether or not the fail rate is equal to, you know, the original ones, it's going to happen eventually. I just can't
wait. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. But, and it also pissed me off that everybody at the audience got one for free.
Yeah, and you saw who stood up, too.
Yeah, Paris from Talking About
Games. Paris didn't stand up, but he was sitting right behind Soldier.
He stood up, too. You could see him.
Paris stand
up? You could see him and Soldier on TV, because we saw it.
I saw Paris sitting right behind him, but I didn't see Paris actually stand up.
We saw both of them. I think we saw both of them standing up, yeah. But I don't know. I think Paris was sitting down when the camera he was up, but he was sitting down when the camera. I don't know. That was this morning.
But that was kind of funny. Like, I know those guys. They're on TV.
Yeah, we were all tweeting about that. I think everybody was, but that was definitely pretty cool. And, you know, we were like, oh, maybe they'll give away, you know, their new 360s. And I'm like, no, they're going to keep it for themselves.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
And I was like, they're definitely not going to send it, you know, overseas. You know, Danny Knight lives in England, I was like, they're definitely not going to ship it overseas. So,
yeah.
Sorry, dude. But, yeah, I'm willing, and according to GameStop, you know, the Kinect is $150.
GameStop, they're guessing. That's what they do when something is announced. They guess the price before it actually is.
I don't know, but they got a bundle, a 360 bundle with it for $399.
I mean, okay. I was looking the other day at their website at the World of Warcraft Cataclysm thing, and they gave a price, and it says, if it goes up, you will still pay this price, because you know, the price hasn't been announced for Cataclysm. So they even announced, they're saying, you know, this is our guess. If it goes up, you still pay this price. If it goes down, you will pay the lower price.
Yeah, that's true. I hope to God it's lower. I hope it's
lower. Yeah, I do too. I really hope it's lower.
Is this, you know, $99.99, that's the sweet spot, you know. I mean, $149.99, that doesn't, I mean, I don't know.
And it better be packed in with the game.
And that's a lot, considering, I mean, the average consumer, you know, they're going to see, it's almost as much as the console itself.
That's half the price of the new one.
Well, I mean, you can get an arcade for 100, you can get an arcade for 200.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but, yeah, that was Microsoft. I can't think of anything else.
Other than, you know, Star Wars, a Star Wars lightsaber game. We got it.
Yes.
Move on.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes, hopefully it's good. But, you know, since we were talking about Kinect and you were talking about the Wii Fit and all that, one thing with EA that I really thought was cool was their EA Active 2 thing that works with Kinect, Move, you know, the Wii. That looked actually pretty cool.
Okay. See, I didn't actually see the EA press conference. I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they had three different people up there. One was, you know, Move. One was, you know, Connect. One was Wii. And some of the stuff they were doing looked pretty cool. I mean, but some of it did look kind of cheesy.
Well, yep, it's motion control. And again, you know, when you're at a press conference, they're going to overemphasize the movements. So it's going to look cheesy.
Yeah, but they were talking about you can view your stats anywhere and stuff like that online and stuff like that for like your, like, I guess how many miles you bike ride in the game or stuff like that. And I don't know, that stuff kind of seemed pretty cool. But, see, right then and there, that's, you know, you get a remote, you become the remote, you know, you get the video conference thing where you can do, you know, you can do other stuff with while you're video chatting. You get the Wii stuff in it. I don't know, I think, you know, we may end up trading our Wii in. Unless Nintendo, you know, comes out with some stuff to keep it.
I don't know, I'll have to wait for the Nintendo press conference to see.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. But some of the other games that EA had that I really wish you would have seen it, because they had some really good stuff. They had the Medal of Honor, of course. Then they had Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam.
Huh?
Which I think that just seemed kind of like a stab at Black Ops, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But,
well, I mean, even in the, you know, Battlefield Bad Company 2, I've heard things that, you know, they rip on Modern Warfare 2 in that game. So,
yeah,
obviously.
Over the writing, but what else? But yeah, that Medal of Honor game, that looked really good. I mean, and the big thing, Stuart, most of the controllers they used for all the demos at EA, I really didn't see, you know, besides the Kinect stuff, you know, but which they also had Move, but the actual controllers were all, you know, DualShock 3s.
Really?
PS3 controllers, yeah. You didn't see it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And
because in the past, they've all been Xbox controllers.
Yeah, I know. And the Medal of Honor, they showed, you know, the trailer demo or whatever, and then they said, you can see what happens next at the Sony conference tomorrow. That makes me think, you know, I wonder what that's about.
Now, what game was that again?
The Medal of Honor?
I think that's a Xbox exclusive anyway.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
No, they were playing on the PS3 controllers.
Not an Xbox, PS3 exclusive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think. I could be wrong about that.
See, I don't think, I don't know if they've announced it or not, if whether it was exclusive or not. I don't know, but I don't remember. I know they announced it at that one video game awards, right? The Spike, whatever?
Nope, it's for PC, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but that still makes me, that, you know, I'm still wondering, you know, why were they all using PS3 controllers for everything?
Who knows?
Whether, maybe they'll get exclusive stuff on the PS3. You know, maybe it was the lead platform, you know, for building. I don't know. But I guess I'll save that for my predictions for tomorrow's conference. But, that was one of the first things I noticed, you know. And I don't think a lot of people noticed that, too, because I didn't really see much on Twitter about that. But let's see, they showed the Battlefield game, the Medal of Honor. They showed Crysis 2. That looked pretty good. That looked really good.
And well, it's Crysis. It's built to look good.
But on the 360, it was on the PS3, I think. Yeah, because they were all using. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be on the, I think, the 360, the PS3, and the PC. It looked good even on a console, and I think I really think it's gonna do well, because I think a lot of people are, you know, they heard, you know, it's a, you gotta have an expensive machine, you know, you gotta have a top of the line PC to have it, and now that it's on the console, I think people are going to get it just to see what all the fuss was. What else? They had Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm.
That looked really good. Did you see anything about that? I mean, I know you're watching something.
I've heard stuff about it though. Like before this, like I've heard stuff in the past about, you know, that game looks amazing.
Some of the stuff they were doing, they were kicking people off, like, you know, off cliffs and stuff. We were joking, you know, get over here, you know, like the Scorpion, you know, from Mortal Kombat, but they have.
Yeah.
Where you can grab, where you can throw something, like it looks like some kind of, like, I don't know, electric whip or something, and grab people and stuff. They did one move where they grabbed somebody, they brought them, and then they, like, kicked them, kicked them really hard, and it just looked really cool. It looked like a shooter, but with a lot more, you know, with that extra feature that I'm looking forward to seeing more about this. I mean, and... Once again, you know, who's the developer for it? I don't know, but
Bulletstorm?
Yeah, it was endorsed by Cliffy D. He was up there talking about it. I think he had something to do with it.
Let's see, Bulletstorm is, I just see EA here. I don't see anything else.
Okay. I don't know. I think it was. I think I saw one of the guys who was demoing it had a shirt that said "Humans Can Fly." I think that was the name of something. Someone involved with it, but we were joking about that. But that looked like that's going to be an interesting game. You know, I think they said it was going to be playable at the booth, so I'm looking forward to seeing coverage on that from certain other sites. Hopefully, you know, OFR's, you know, Patriot 1030. Covers some stuff like that, maybe, you know,
because
he's lucky and he's at E3. But he wasn't lucky enough to get there at the Microsoft conference to get a free 360, but...
I bet he's pissed.
Oh, I bet he is, too. But, what else? Well, the Sims 3. The Sims 3.
That would have gotten my interest, because I'm a huge Sims fan.
It was pretty funny. I mean, the dude was talking about, you know, what if I went to a town where it was just all me, you know? And it showed, he was like, everybody was fighting. Oh, not everybody. There was two who got along, and it showed two of the same character, you know, like, in bed or something. And it was just funny. They just did a good job displaying that game. I mean, it looks like what the PC version is. Well, at least what Sims 1 and 2 on the PC was. I haven't played Sims 3 on the PC. But.
Yeah, it's the Sims 3 is just take kind of what the Sims 2 was trying to do and make it more streamlined with an actual full town.
Yeah, that's
instead of just a house.
That's gonna be good. I'm probably gonna end up picking that up just to have as a you know, casual game to play, just because those are always great. But
yeah,
and it's the Sims. Come on now, everyone loves the Sims.
Everyone loves to kill the Sims, of course.
Oh, exactly. We were talking about all different kinds of ways to kill them, you know, when we were in the Skype call watching it.
Yeah.
But then what else did they? Oh, they had the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I think it was called Hot Pursuit. But that looked. I'm not a racing game fan, you know. I really don't like them much. But that looked pretty good. They demoed, they didn't just demo like a race, they demoed a cops and robbers, where one dude was, you know, the cop, and one was the, you know, the guy trying to get away. That looked pretty cool.
They've done that before. There was an early Need for Speed game that did that. I think it was even called Hot Pursuit, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah. And one guy was the cop, one guy was the robber. They've done that before.
So they're releasing the same name? Huh. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not into racing games much. You know, I did like Blur, though. I did like the beta, and I am going to pick that up, just because that's like an adult Mario Kart. But that did get me interested, because it wasn't just racing, you know? It was, you know, interacting with other people. You know, that just seems like it's going to be interesting. But... and it was the cop car was a Lamborghini. You know, that's pretty unique. But I guess I can't think of anything else. So I guess we can just go into, you know.
Well, I did see a trailer.
The Old Republic.
For the Old Republic.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. We can get into the Holy Grail, which is the Old Republic.
Yes.
That looks totally awesome.
Oh, yeah, that trailer. Oh, so awesome.
And they said, you know, I'm so jealous because they were saying they're going to, you know, you can come play. You can come try it out at our booth. But I'm not at E3. I want to see, you know, I wanted to see more. Show us more for the, you know. But, I mean, when double lightsaber for, you know, the good guys, that was just awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was so cool.
And the way that the way she stopped the lightsaber with her hand, that was really good.
Well, yeah, it wasn't, from what I understood it, she wasn't even using the hand, she was using the force to push it away. Because if it was just her hand, it would have gone right through.
Well, that's what I mean, the force with the hand thing. But, once again, it didn't show. See, we're geeking out over this, and they didn't really show much. I mean, they didn't really show any gameplay.
I've seen gameplay of it.
Well, I mean, they didn't show it in that the press conference in those
trailers.
They just showed the cinematics, which.
Yeah, if you go to the actual website for the Old Republic, you can see some gameplay, and even how the dialogue system will work.
It's all voice, isn't it?
Yeah, the entire game is voiced.
That's what, awesome. But I'm waiting for a beta. You know, months and months and months ago when they released the site to sign up, for, you know, to get news for the beta, I signed up. I'm just
I did too.
Just waiting. But before we move off of EA, unless you want to talk more about Star Wars, the Old Republic.
Oh, I can go ahead and mess about that, but no, go ahead.
EA did announce, they announced something called the Gun Club or something like that.
I saw some people talking about that. What is that?
Basically, you're going to get, like, rewards for playing, like, shooter games, like, you know, like, I guess for getting stats, certain stats and stuff for shooter games, and you're going to get access to early, like, betas and stuff like that, which...
Really?
Danny Knight and myself, being, you know, shooter fans, we went straight to try to sign up, but the site just did not work. And, you know, all through that press conference, I just kept clicking refresh, trying to get that page to work. And I still don't think it's working. But that looked like a really cool thing, you know, just an extra little free thing. I mean, for the people who already play the games.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that would be cool.
But yeah, that's it with EA, I think.
Okay, that Need for Speed game, it was called Hot Pursuit. This is they're going to reboot the game for franchise.
Oh really? Okay.
That's nothing new what they've done with it.
I didn't think I didn't the Cops and Robbers. I knew that was a new mode because I think they had that in Burnout.
See, there's Hot Pursuit, Hot Pursuit 2, and Hot Pursuit 3.
Yeah.
So this is a reboot.
Yeah. Still looked good, though. I guess we can talk about Ubisoft. I guess we have to. I mean, we did
watch. Well, there were a couple notable stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the opening wasn't that bad until it just kept going and going and going. That Child of Eden, or...
Yeah.
The game from the guy who made Rez, and I don't know the other games, but... I didn't even play Rez, so...
I played the demo for Rez HD.
Yeah, but... Oh, go ahead.
I'll just say, it looked really cool. And it was using Kinect.
Yeah.
Which I heard, I was listening to the Giant Bomb coverage last night of the Circus LA stuff. And one of them even said, it would be cool if they came out with a Rez HD for Kinect. And Ubisoft did it.
There you go. But besides that, I mean, God, I don't even remember what was after that. I mean, it's...
Brotherhood.
Brother.
Oh, yeah, the Brotherhood, the one where we kept getting the messed up video footage.
Yeah.
You want to go on that? I've never played an Assassin's Creed game, so I...
Oh, you have no idea what you're missing. Oh, yeah. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood looks awesome. It's a continuation of the story from Assassin's Creed 2 with Ezio. It's kind of what happened, like, right before the end of the game, because he kills somebody at the very end of the game. That kind of is very important. And this is kind of leading up to it. And he was mentioned, the person he killed, he was mentioned in the trailer.
Huh. I don't know, I've heard mixed things about the Assassin's Creed games.
I'm really kind of interested in how, like, the multiplayer is going to be.
That does look interesting.
I mean, like, how, just co-op. I mean, there's that, and then there's also going to be straight-up multiplayer versus multiplayer. And here's where I want it to be. I want it to be kind of the way that Splinter Cell Chaos Theory did it, with, like, Spies versus Mercs. I want Assassins versus Templars. And what I want is it to take place in, you know, a city or a town full of people. And the Templars are going around looking for the Assassins. But the Assassins aren't really wearing the white cloaks that will make them stand out. They're wearing normal clothes. So I think it'd just be awesome. Like, the Templars walking through a crowd, all of a sudden somebody stabs him. He has no idea who stabbed him. And the guy who's playing him, you know, is talking to his teammate, like, somebody just got me. I don't know who it was. I don't know where it came from. But somebody just got me. That would be absolutely awesome.
That does sound interesting. I don't know.
Ubisoft, make that game.
Maybe they have, but I may just have to pick up the first one and give that a try, and then see where it goes from there. Because that video, what we did see of it, was pretty good. Looked pretty cool. Was it the laser tag that was next?
No, it was Shaun White.
Really? It was Shaun White?
Yeah.
That just looked horrible. I mean...
Yeah, I actually turned off the audio for a while.
I mean, it was just awful. See, I was an actual skateboarder. You know, I skated for 3-4 years. And, you know, the original Tony Hawk games, I love those, because they were good. You know, like, 1 through whatever... Like, 1 was great, 2 was alright, 3 was really good, you know, 4, they started to slowly, you know, get bad. But
I don't know, I think they reached a high point with Underground 1.
I think
and after Underground 1, it just went downhill from there. Because I really liked Underground 1.
I agree. Underground 2 is, like, was the last decent one. Like,
I didn't like Underground 2.
I didn't like it either, but I think it was decent, you know. Wasn't great, but yeah, I mean, I want somebody to make newer games like that, you know? Not this whole using
well,
the skill.
Okay. They were trying. They're trying. This is, okay, here's the problem with the gaming community. Okay, I'm going to say it right now. And, you know, while we were on Skype chat, you know, it was apparently clear this was going on. Jaber even said this. There was no new IPs announced. No new IPs announced. And then when a new IP is announced, he rips that thing to death. Just tears it down completely. And that's why there's no new IPs. Because every time there is a new one, we rip the hell out of it. We rip it, new asshole. Completely.
I guess that's true. But, I mean, this one's just horrible. I mean,
it was not the worst thing we saw.
It was close. I mean, you weren't even skateboarding, though. The dude wasn't even skateboarding most of the time.
Yeah, he was kind of flying.
Yeah, he was like flying or gliding or whatever.
Making ramps when they weren't there.
I mean, bringing color to the black and white world or whatever, the dark world. And I mean, really?
Yeah, I said on the Skype chat, the man is trying to take us down and we are trying to replace it as skateboarding, so let's tag everything. So let's ruin it all. What?
I mean, that just makes skaters look like douches.
It really does.
And we're not douches. I mean, well, I'm not a skater anymore, but we were a little like that, but never, you know, we would never want a game like that. I mean, I don't know. I find this offensive as someone who once used to be a skater, making a game that says skateboarding, but half of it's not even skateboarding. I don't know. I mean, the controls are, you know, the actual controls, that's subject to opinion, but when it's not even skateboarding, that's where I get upset at. But we've spent, I think, too much time on that.
Yeah.
Then it was the laser tag, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was battle tag.
Battle tag, or what?
Yeah, it was battle tag.
Was that even, I mean, that didn't even seem like a video game. It seemed like a toy.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
And who's gonna be able to, they were what, running around that giant stage doing all that stuff? I mean, I don't even know what they were doing, but like grabbing blocks and doing something with their gun. I don't know, but.
Okay, I used to play laser tag hard. Like way back in the day. Like I had a set. Yeah, I still have my set. Like we used to play, like just a neighborhood of kids, you know, like 20 kids going around, like on teams. We were going around, and this was about the time that the bazooka came out and the V shot or whatever that was called. This was around that time.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
it's still not nowadays. You know, if I see a laser tag arena, I go in there if there's people actually playing it, because you know the hard techno music and the black lights going in there. It's still pretty cool.
Yeah, but I mean it's a video game.
This was dumb. Yeah, this was dumb.
it's a video game. You know, it E3 is for video games. You know, and this was like, this just seemed like a toy. You know. It seemed like laser tag, which, I mean, I'm not saying laser tag's bad, but it's not a video game. I mean, I guess the video game side of it, they were tracking the stuff you did, but...
Well, okay. It didn't have to be a video game. Because it's not called the video game press conference. It's the Electronic Entertainment Expo. This was electronic, and it was entertainment. So it belonged. I'll say that. It did belong.
I guess, but, you know, that...
It didn't have to be a video game. Because, you know, when you think electronic entertainment, you think video game. But it doesn't. You don't have to.
I guess that's true, but I don't know. Everyone just expects video games.
Yeah, which, you know, okay. But it doesn't have to be a video game.
I guess. Well, I mean... I guess, you know, what's next then, you know? I mean, I don't know, but it didn't get in much better after that, though, did it?
No.
I don't even know what some of the names for the stuff they were, you know? I just didn't understand some of the stuff they were doing. That, what was it, energy, or?
It was called energy. It was kind of hard to hear what they were saying over Scarfinger bitching and moaning about everything, along with Jay Bird.
Jay Bird copying him to be cool, because, you know, he wants to be like Scarfinger, because, you know, but... That's what Jay Bird... I mean, every time Scarfinger did something, Jay Bird would copy it, like a little brother, or, you know...
Jay Bird is a one-up Scarfinger-er.
Yeah. Really got irritating, but... even watching it, I didn't understand what was going on.
It had, like, energy was, you know, it was a kind of a vitality sensor. And I thought it was, you know, the Wii vitality sensor. But it actually took me until the end to figure out it wasn't. All it was a USB type thing.
Yeah, you can hook up to, like, any computer or something, right?
Yeah. And all they showed was Joe McHale kind of breathing in, supposedly breathing in and out, while this little sperm thing rode rainbow.
That was the one with the dude with the bright hair, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the awesome suspenders.
Yeah, the one Scarfinger wouldn't shut up about. I don't know. I guess maybe for whenever it's Scarfinger's birthday, maybe we'll have to all chip in and get him a pair of suspenders that look like that, you know? I don't know, but but that looked all. I mean, I really think, you know, they were bitching about that, but I could see where that could be, you know, I could see where that could come in. You know, it's not catered for a hardcore gamer. You know, it's catered for that I guess the casual gamer who's also into, you know, the health craze. You know.
Yeah, it's one of those health people games.
I mean, I could see someone who gets off work and they're stressed. I could see them doing that. Like, I could see where it could be useful. You know, they could use the energy to calm down and relax, and then they can jump on Call of Duty and kill a bunch of people and curse and get more stressed out.
Of course, yeah. I see the logic clearly.
But then, what was after that?
those two sports games.
Yes, the what was
it? I didn't even know what it was.
Motion sports.
That was it.
The
yes.
Most generic game for that type of, you know, for using the you know, that motion technology.
It was a Kinect game.
Yeah, that's just the most generic name you could use. You know, it didn't.
And like every single Wii game, they were way too into it.
Yeah. I mean, they were. I think they were more into it than the Wii, because the Wii, you know, it's fun for a few minutes, it's fun for a bit. But I mean, really, if you're gonna move your body around and look like you're going on a bobsled and all this and that, and you know, everyone else is gonna be, you know, getting all excited and jumping around. Yeah, that was a bit ridiculous. And the people dressed up, you know, in all those weird, crappy, you know, uniforms, like the football uniform and stuff. Oh, that was just...
Yeah, that whatever that was, yeah.
Yeah, that was amusing, I guess. Ubisoft, you think they would have learned from last year, because it wasn't that great. I mean...
Oh, no, I saw a lot of people on Twitter even saying, bring James Cameron back out.
Yeah,
bring him back out and tell us the plot of Avatar again.
Yeah, that definitely, that definitely would have been better than some of that stuff. But, you know, that's the direction they're going in, you know. So, you know, I'm personally not going to really probably buy 90% of what they showed, but...
No, of course not.
Was it the Rayman game they announced next? After the...
Next after that it was Your Shape again. We've already talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
Then it was the Raven Rabbids.
Oh, the Raven Rabbids. Yeah, okay, that came first. I played the first. You know, I played the Raven Rabbids on the 360. You know, because mm-hmm. it was cheap at GameStop. You know, and I was looking for the cheap game. You know, maybe GamerScore if that would help. You know, but that was kind of fun. I kind of enjoyed that. You know, it had all the different little stupid mini games that you did. For the rabbits, I thought that was pretty neat. But in this, what it showed off was sure entertaining. It was pretty funny. But they didn't show any like gameplay. So I don't know. It was impressive what they showed though. The cutscenes, you know.
Raven Rabbits, they have a good sense of humor about them.
Yeah, I mean. So I'm not going to say that was horrible, you know, because it wasn't. It made us laugh where I think we were about to cry from some of the stuff they were doing.
Yeah, but, it was an honest laugh. It was supposed to be laughter.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted us to laugh at that time. But what was after the Raving Rabbids?
Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon, yes, that looked.
That looks cool.
That did look cool. I never played a Ghost Recon game, so.
I played the first and second, the Advanced Warfighter.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, you know, if I see more about it and it looks good, I'm thinking of picking it up just because I've heard nothing but good things with the series, you know.
Yeah, they're good.
So that was hopeful, you know, and the whole time everyone was like, "Give us our Tom Clancy game."
then even when I was going on, dumb old Jaybird, you know, like, oh, this is not Tom Clancy.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised they didn't announce, like, a Rainbow, another Rainbow game, you know? I mean, they paid Tom Clancy, what, I think $50 million or some ridiculous amount so they could use his name for anything.
Yeah.
And that they're really not using it much. But, I don't know. Next was that Rayman game, right? The one with the five artists?
See, no, next was Driver.
Driver, okay. That was blah to me.
Yeah. First Driver was good. After that, not so good.
Yeah. Then again, like I said, I'm not a racing fan, so it takes a lot for me to get excited about a racing
game. It's not a racing game. Driver's not a racing game.
I mean, you know, a car driving game. I do not like driving vehicles, really and truly, in games, just because I'm terrible at it. But, yeah, I mean, that did not, I wasn't excited about that at all. And it seemed like not that many people were, except for Jaybird. He was kind of excited about it, and then he was pissed because you couldn't walk. You couldn't get out and walk into an alley and look at the alley.
Yeah, because he wanted the option to. You can't fly. You're not pissed about that.
I want the option to go to the zoo and jump on and ride a rhinoceros just because I want the option. I mean, really? You mean, I don't know. There's just a point where, you know, just to have the option just doesn't make sense. But
yeah. All right. Next was Rare Amen.
Yeah, the Rayman, the one with the five different artists. That looked interesting. Visually, it looked really good.
Yeah, it did. But I've never played a Rayman game.
I'm thinking I played one on the original PlayStation, but I don't remember too much about it, so I don't think it had too much of an impact on me. If it's an art, I think it's, they think they said digital distribution it was going to be.
I don't know, I didn't hear over Jaybird just going gaga over it.
Making fun of, well, he was making fun of the CEO dude, too.
Yeah, him too.
Just because he had a, you know, an accent, you know.
And a really high voice.
Yeah. But, you know, if it is a digital, if it does come for, like, Xbox Live, I'll definitely check out that demo, you know.
Yeah.
The trial, I'll definitely check out the trial, just because it looks really good, visually.
We skipped Project Dust.
Oh, yeah. What was that? I
don't know. It looked really cool, though.
It looked interesting, yeah.
Like, you know, somebody mentioned in the Skype we were in, Black and White, but that's an EA game.
Yeah.
But it reminded me a lot of Black and White. So, I love Black and White 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's going to be, that was definitely a tease. That I doubt they're gonna show anything. I don't really think they have anything to show besides, you know, that. It's probably early in development, you know. I could be wrong, but.
We don't know. I'm definitely keep my eye on that one.
Yes, I'll keep my eye out for that too. But.
Okay. Last thing was
Oh, we're at the end. Yay.
Yeah, we're at the end now. The Planet Mania.
Oh, yeah, the Planet Mania. I don't think I'm going to be into that, really.
Oh, that, I would totally be into that. I mean, you know, like we both said, we're not into racing games, so Track Mania, not really our thing. But Shoot Mania and Quest Mania, if it's kind of what I hope it's going to be, I'm totally into that.
Well, what are you hoping? Maybe I'm just looking at it a different way.
Like with the Shoot Mania, I mean, that'd just be like a map editor, really. Cause Track Mania, it really had was a track editor. It was just all it was a track editor. And a lot of people played it, so there's a lot of tracks.
Yeah, see, as far as the shooting, I think it's just gonna be like a generic shooter where you can just make your own maps.
Well, that'd be really cool, though.
Well, I mean, if it's a generic shooter, I just, you know, it depends. If the shooting's deep, you know, if it's not that great, then it's,
we know nothing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. But just the name just gets, you know, I guess I'm being, you know, biased just to get, you know, just against the name.
And then Questmania. Who knows what that could be?
See, I didn't get a good look at that. I didn't see Questmania.
Well, and with Shootmania and Questmania, all it showed was a name. It didn't really show anything with it.
That could be something cool, but.
Cause like way back in the day, there was a game called RPG Maker, where you could make your own RPG game, and I kind of think that's what this is now, with Questmania, because that's what they said that Questmania was RPG.
Yeah, but think about how many people are gonna make Diablo, are gonna try.
Well, we don't know what it's gonna be like.
But if you know, if they could, you know.
I mean, it does
so many different versions of Diablo.
If it's a dungeon scroller type RPG,
I mean, it depends on how much they let you, you know, how deep into detail you can make you can do it. If it's like, you know,
I hope it's all the way.
Yeah,
I hope it's completely
versus like Mod Nation Racer.
Yeah,
that would be cool if it was real, you know, if they gave you a lot of to work with.
But it's really, really far away, though.
Yeah.
Like, maybe late 2012.
The Trackmania stuff, that comes out end of this year, I think.
Yeah, and Shootmania is 2011, and then we don't know about the beta for Questmania.
They just said, yeah.
It just said, coming soon. That's all it said.
We've heard coming soon, and then, you know, 2 years later, we're still waiting for certain things. But, yeah, there was one more thing after that, though.
That was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they had the This Is It crew, or they had the I don't know if it was all the people, but they had certain people from the Michael Jackson's This Is It, you know, the one where they were, you know, it was the video where it showed the making of the tour before.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
But I'm just saying that those are the people who were, you know, who were working with him. Because I recognize that one, I recognize some of the people because I did watch it. And it's on Instant Watch, actually, right now.
Is it?
They just added it. But, yeah, it at first, it just looked like they were dancing just to dance, which was all right, I guess, because they had Michael Jackson's Beat It, which was a lot better than, you know, it was enjoyable, but.
Yeah, we're actually still confused on whether. That was like actual game there was a game announcement?
Before their feed, they announced that it was a game.
There is a Michael Jackson game?
Yeah, it's a dance game.
Okay. Because, like, think of that right there, it was just people dancing to beat it. That's all it was.
Yeah.
And it showed Michael Jackson, you know, his kind of image, and then his name, and then Ubisoft. That was it. We saw nothing else.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they're gonna do it, but you know, I don't know. Like I said, that one dancing game for the Kinect, that looks interesting for me. So maybe the Michael Jackson one will be better. I don't know, but
yeah.
That's it though. That was the three presses.
Yeah. Seeing what do we got tomorrow?
Sony, you know, Nintendo, and then Sony. Anyone else? I don't know if anyone.
Are they on the same day?
Yeah, they are. Nintendo's first, Sony's next. That's how it's been for the last few years. I don't know why, but.
Well, for some reason, I was thinking there was three days of it.
I think
today, tomorrow, Wednesday.
No, I think there are some stuff on Wednesday. I could be wrong, but.
I mean the show will go on, but, you know, are there any press conferences?
I think there are other press conferences. I like I said, I could be wrong, but I don't know. But anyways, predictions, Nintendo, what do you...
Zelda. A new Zelda game for the Wii.
It's made specifically for the Wii?
Yes.
Nice. Anything else? Like,
maybe something about the vitality sensor? Maybe. I don't know, it might have just been scrapped. Who knows?
Yeah. I think we're going to be blown away with the 3DS.
I forgot about the DS. Yeah.
Personally, I think that's going to be something that's just going to be awesome.
Have we actually seen what it looks like yet?
No, we haven't seen anything about it.
We might.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we might see we might see it, and I'm thinking we're going to be blown away with it. Because if you think about Nintendo's the consoles at least that they've released, they've all been successes. The Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, the Game Boy. Think about the Game Boy. That just spawned the Game Boy Advance. Then the what ended up being the DS, and they've just they've owned the portable gaming market for over 20 years. I mean, back when the Game Boy came out, everybody had a Game Boy.
Yes.
I mean, sure, there were other portable systems like the Game Gear, but the Game Gear took 8 batteries. The Game Boy took, 4 for the big, for the fat one? And then the smaller ones took 2, I think, yeah.
I have no idea.
But, yeah, I think we're going to be blown away with the 3DS. I don't think we're going to get a Wii HD. I don't think that's...
No, and Reggie has basically said no.
Yeah, he said our market does not want HD.
Yes, it does. That's the thing. It does.
Obviously, we're not really the market for that. I mean, for HD, we have, we have 360s for HD.
For HD, we're getting the move.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think that leads to Sony. I think Sony's going to... I think the move's going to be really cool. I think we're going to see a couple cool stuff for the move.
We better. Because, I'm still stuck on last year's move. I mean...
Well, look at last year's Natal or Kinect.
It looks so much better. Like, it kind of looked like what it already does. The dodgeball game, that actually is coming out.
I don't know. I kind of like the whole sword thing and the archery with the move last year. I kind of like that. I thought that was pretty cool.
But it was broken. It was just flat out broken.
Yeah. I don't know. I think everyone I talk to says Sony's going to win. They're going to have the best conference, best press conference and whatnot.
We'll see.
I think we're going to get something that's going to be very shocking. We're going to get some big surprise from Sony. I don't know if it's going to, whether it's going to be, the PSP2, or not.
I don't know. Their PSP market, to me, they've been pumping them out too fast.
Yeah. Well, you can look at Nintendo. They've been pumping, they've been pumping DSs as much as the PSPs. There's 4 different PSPs, and then you got the DS, the DS Lite.
But the DS came out years before the PSP.
At least
they're giving them some time between.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but...
I mean, it just seems like, the PSP Go just came out.
Well, I heard a quote where they said that was basically a market, that was basically a test to see whether the consumers liked the digital thing, and they don't, according to them. They don't like being able to they like physical media. But then again, everybody hates UMDs, so I don't know about...
Yeah, they're going to have to find something else.
I think, if they do come out with the PSP2, they better just come out with the PSP2 if they're going to come out with a new PSP. It better be something amazing, 2 analog sticks, touchscreen, hard drive, something. It can't just be another iteration of the PSP. That's just gotten ridiculous. But I don't know. I think we're going to... I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Hulu for the PS3. That's one of my predictions.
Just like you announced Hulu for the Xbox 360. Okay.
No, that was a rumor. I just reported a rumor on the site. I saw it on another site, and I just reported that it was a rumor. But I thought last year the PS3 was going to get Hulu. I seriously did. And since we did not see Hulu this year for the 360, Sony's got a chance.
See, I don't know.
Especially since the browser, Hulu, made it where you can't watch it on the PS3 browser. That makes me think, maybe they were trying to do a deal with Sony.
Hulu's a dangerous thing. Hulu's a very dangerous thing. Because Like, I saw it on Twitter. If Hulu was announced for Xbox, a lot of people said goodbye cable and goodbye DirecTV. That's something I don't think even the TV stations, I don't think they want that, and they know that's going to happen. If, you know, Hulu comes to either Xbox or PlayStation, you know, a lot of people are going to cancel their subscriptions.
I don't think a lot of people really would, because, I mean, personally for me, I couldn't do that, because there's a lot of shows that don't even come on Hulu that I like. You know, True Blood is one of them. I mean, there's just certain shows that I like that, you know.
Well, I mean, when you even get True Blood, you have to get a special subscription for that to get HBO.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know. It would definitely, people would definitely look into probably changing their plans, you know. But I don't know if they'd get rid of the cable altogether or DirecTV altogether. Because what happens when when the internet's down for some reason, or what happens when, you know, your 360 or PS3 breaks, you know, and you have to send it in to get fixed, and that takes a couple weeks. You're out without any form of media.
Yeah, that is kind of true.
That's the point I made, you know, when Microsoft, during Microsoft's press conference, you know, they're making their systems, you know, oh, you can do this, you can, you know, ESPN, you know, Netflix, all this, and if people do, you know, that I don't know, that if we rely on one thing, that is kind of scary, you know, like you were saying, but yeah, I don't know, I just think, you know, the 3DS is going to be, we're going to be amazed by that, and Sony's going to have something we haven't heard of that's going to be really cool. They're going to have some big surprise.
I'm just kind of looking at the list of the games that are at E3. You know, Epic Mickey. I bet you might hear something about that at Nintendo as well.
Oh, no doubt. I'm looking forward to that. That looks good. Oh, Kingdom Hearts 3. We're going to hear something about that.
Maybe.
We better. Shit, they, like, teased that long-ass time ago. But, yeah. A lot of people thought that was going to be announced at the Microsoft conference.
Like, Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, they thought it was going to be multi-platform. But, guess not.
Let's see. Mortal Kombat.
You think they're gonna announce Mortal Kombat?
I don't even know if it's gonna be at a press conference, but we're gonna hear something about it this week.
Nice. Okay.
I mean, we have to.
Good.
Right?
Yeah. I would think so. Yeah. They did.
After that trailer that came out last week. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we do. You know. That, and I'm hoping we see Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Just because, you know, I'm a fighter fan, so. But, yeah, that, you know, I really don't have any other predictions besides that. I'm just keeping it simple, I guess. I don't want to go crazy like some people do, you know. No PS4, even though, you know, there was those fake videos.
I didn't see anything about that.
They were freaky. They look like they were either gonna support, you know, they were like 3D, like some Korean lady was testing people, in a test room, you know, 3D, and the people got scared at first, and then excited, and then it said PS4, but that was confirmed to be fake.
Well, I mean, did you see the shots of the Xbox 720?
I don't think I did.
Oh, they look so freaking real.
Oh, wow. That.
Let's see if I can find it.
Oh, that just shows you how good some people are with Photoshop, but, but I don't know. I guess that, you know, that's it for me. You got anything else you want to?
Nothing for today. I'll probably have more tomorrow.
Yeah, we shorter episodes we wanted to, but look, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're an hour and a half in. Not as a regular episode.
tomorrow would probably maybe be short. No, probably not. Probably not. In theory, since there's only like two press conferences, but they're huge, so probably not. I do want to say I think Sony's may make you want to buy a PS3 tomorrow.
I kind of want to buy a PS3, but I just can't get the money out.
I think they're going to make it to where you damn near try to find a way, you know?
Maybe.
I think that maybe they're going to have a price cut, too, or something.
Then that'll do it.
I just think something. But maybe that could be one of the things that shocks everybody. I don't know. I just think they're going to shock us with something awesome. Oh, the 360, yeah, the 720, I remember that. That was last year, wasn't it?
It showed up in a Game Informer.
Yeah, but that was like a while ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago. But still, it looked awesome.
I guess. That just looks, I don't know, I just thought that looked like a fancy, like, knee pad. I don't know. Looks like a piece of, like, Spartan armor or something. But I guess, you know, that's it for this one. Well, the next time you'll hear us, well, if you do subscribe to us, you know, the Geeks for the Win, which we are part of the OFR network, Open Forum Radio Network, where you can find all the other great podcasts such as Open Forum Radio, which they'll be recording tomorrow night as well, you know, so check them out for E3 coverage because one of their own is going to be at E3, so. You know, he'll have hopefully, you know, some first-hand experience. But then they got the 40cast, the OFR Sportscast, Zabari Section Z cast, and Prove Your Point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for now.
All the awesome shows.
For now. That's it for now. Who knows what's next?
Yeah.
Cooking with Vlads. I don't know. But you never know what they're going to do next. But, but yeah, you know, we check out our site, thegeeksftw.com. You know, we're gonna be posting some articles for E3. You know, our impressions. I know I'm going to at least, and we've already started to. You know, Stuart with your Kinect. God, I always have trouble remembering that name, just because they kept saying Natal for so long.
Yeah,
got used to Natal.
Now it's Kinect.
Yeah. I don't know. If I do get a Kinect, I want to play Kinect 4 with Kinect just because. just because. Just so I can tweet it and feel stupid.
Yeah, and the Kinect 4 has got to have Twitter capability.
Oh, definitely. Twitter and Facebook, where you can link to it. Definitely.
And the Kinect will actually take pictures of you and then post them on your Facebook.
And it will track your heartbeat and your, you know, how many calories you're burning from moving your finger. Irony. No. But, it's not an official episode, but episode one of the
E3. E3 day one.
Yeah, E3 day one, or day, yeah, whatever, yeah. See you next time.